Hi friends, welcome to Beautiful World, the Baha'i Inspired Podcast. Thanks for tuning in, listening by. This is Praveen podcasting to you from Bangalore, India. We have Badi and Amita with us and we are going to discuss some questions on the equality of men and women in today's world.
So Praveen, why do you think at this stage in history that the equality of men and women is of critical importance? Why now? Why?
Personally, I believe that humanity needs to progress, and the two aspects of humanity are men and women, you know. So if humanity needs to progress, men need to progress along with women, side by side, equally. And I believe this would eventually lead to the progress of humanity. What do you think, Amita?
That's very true, Praveen. You know, in fact, in the Baha'i faith, there's a beautiful analogy of how humanity is like a bird. And each wing of the bird represents the two sexes, the male wing and the female wing. And only if both wings are equally strong can the bird fly high and progress rapidly.
I think all this talk is like really like a bird flying high. It's way above the normal thing.
Yep.
Like, let's come down to ground level. What does that mean in the workplace, at home, with your friends, with your family, mother, sister? How do you translate that into ordinary actions?
What I feel is, personally, if you want to establish equality of men and women, if you want to realize equality of men and women at your home, I believe men should ask a couple of questions to themselves, you know, like, do I sneer at women drivers when I see them on the road, in the traffic? Think questions like, do I really resent when I see women becoming successful in my field of business
better than me?
Yeah, something like that. Or men can even ask questions like, do I make the final decision at my household?
Okay.
Something like that.
Right.
What questions can women ask, Amita?
That's true, Praveen. Actually, you know, women can ask a few questions to themselves also. And this will help them to reflect upon what they are feeling, what insecurities they have. Like, for example, do I always expect my husband to put me on a pedestal, to defer to my whims and fancies?
Mm.
Do I want him to protect me from all the problems of life, so that I can avoid normal responsibilities of a human being? And, for example, do I try to reform him, to change him over to a pattern of my choice, instead of helping him to develop his own capacities?
Interesting. I notice when a woman speaker gets onto the dais, I often glance at my watch. I never thought about this before.
But as it was said, men should ask some questions to themselves and women should ask certain questions to themselves.
Right. That's
right.
But there's also a bit of analysis in this. Both men and women should analyze their own attitudes and actions to see for any traces of superiority or inferiority complex towards the opposite sex.
You mean
exactly.
Look within,
yep.
Right?
To analyze their own attitudes and actions, you know. And the reason for this analysis is to change a particular trait, to change a particular character in you.
Pattern
first,
of
behavior. First of all, you have to identify the behavior.
I see.
And
yes.
Then, once you identify this behavior, you can kind of strive to modify or change this behavior.
What questions would you ask to identify these hidden traces?
Well, to start off, we could question ourselves about our inferiority complexes. For example, why does my husband feel bad when I do better than him? Is it because of some cultural conditioning? Is it because from the time we are children, parents, teachers, neighborhood friends, our community gives us a set of rules of what is right and what is wrong? And if we don't abide by these rules, then we feel uncomfortable because we are not imitating our parents or our society.
I had this very interesting conversation with a friendly taxi guy today, coming back. He was speaking with great pride and sharing his very intimate story of his family with
me. What was that?
He said just after his marriage, the day after his marriage, he told his wife she has to stop working.
What?
Otherwise, he would...
He would what?
Divorce her.
No way. Oh,
she was a lecturer
God.
In a college and he was driving a taxi.
Ah,
and he told me that his father told him, he gave him a great wisdom and said that you should always have the upper hand if you want there to be stability and unity in the family.
Cultural conditioning.
And he was speaking with great pride about how lucky he was to have such a wonderful wife who understood this and never questioned and is happy to be a housewife even today. And I know that his religious beliefs are very different.
His religion
teaches equality, but he prefers to listen to what his father said about.
I guess all this needs to change if real equality is to be achieved.
And equality needs to start right from the home.
Yeah.
And this is the perfect example, buddy.
Now we kind of know the importance of equality between men and women. But do you guys know who is responsible really for achieving this equality?
Of course, men are responsible.
Oh,
I would think the women...
Well, the men have been suppressing the women for centuries past.
Gosh, what's she saying? You tell us.
See, in case if equality of men and women is to be achieved, I personally believe that both are equally responsible. Both men and both women are equally responsible for achieving this humanity.
I guess
this
nothing like
equality.
Teamwork.
Yeah, kind of. And there are certain responsibilities on men and there are certain responsibilities on women.
Okay.
Like, for example, men should make sure that good education is provided to women. And men should create opportunities that help women to realize their true potential.
Praveen, I have a tough question for
you. Okay, what's that?
And it does happen sometimes.
Okay.
Let's say you have two kids, a boy and a girl, and you can only afford to give one of them education. What would you do?
Yeah, that's pretty tough question, I guess. Going by the Baha'i perspective, it is advised that the parents prefer the girl child.
The girl?
Exactly, because the girl is the first educator of the child. And therefore, she needs to be educated first. The mother is the first educator, wouldn't you agree?
Makes a lot of sense.
And Amita, do you know the responsibilities of women in contributing to the equality of men and women?
Ah, definitely. Women do have certain responsibilities.
I'm sure they do.
Definitely they do. You know, women have to try to excel in whatever they do, in whatever the field they undertake. They must avoid thinking of themselves as the weaker sex and seeking for special privileges on that basis.
Point.
And the Baha'i writings say that women should make progress in all in which she has been backward, so that man will be compelled to acknowledge her equality of capacity and attainment. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the quote of the day from the Baha'i writings.
The male and female of the human kingdom are equal before God. God is no respecter of gender. Whosoever practices more faith, whosoever practices more humanitarianism, is nearer to God. But between the male and female, there is no innate difference, because they share in common all the faculties.
The world of humanity has two wings, one the male, the other the female. When both wings are reinforced with the same impulse, the bird will be enabled to wing its flight heavenward to the summit of progress. Woman must be given the same opportunities as man for perfecting herself in the attainments of learning, science, and arts. God has created the man and the woman equal. Why should she be deprived of exercising the fullest opportunities afforded by life? Why should we ever raise the question of superiority and inferiority?
In the animal kingdom, the male and female enjoy equal opportunity. And in the vegetable kingdom, the plants all enjoy equal opportunity. In the human kingdom, which claims to be the realm of brotherhood and solidarity, why should we raise this question?
And that's all, folks, for this week. Hope you all enjoyed the show. Please keep your suggestions coming to spravenitpro@gmail.com. This is Praveen signing off. Adios.
Oh my God, oh.
answer.